Hey everybody, this is, what is this?
This is Podcast of Olympus.
No, no, this is like day,
day
of October in
it's
2011.
It's the 26th of October. I'm Asher.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Mirai.
Yes, you are. This is the Olympus High Podcast. Yeah, stick around. We got some great topics today. We're going to be talking about
Anime Banzai, stuff happening this week, Writer's Guild, blah, 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 blah. We'll get to them later.
Okay. So, how's everybody's week been so far?
Pretty good. Nothing's horrible happened yet.
I'm looking forward to that extra day.
You're looking forward to the extra day this weekend?
Halloween.
Anything fun besides Halloween? Are anybody doing anything on Friday?
I'm actually going to a party with my friends for
party.
Halloween.
Oh, I heard that there's a yokai hunt.
Oh,
Japanese
yeah,
club.
For Japanese club, yeah.
So I'm going to that.
Oh,
so, man,
fun.
I have to get the information.
What's a yokai?
It's a Japanese ghost. Basically, ghosts and demons. Yokai.
Okay.
And they're looking for these in Utah.
Yeah,
they're looking
in the backyard.
For, yeah, they're looking. We're going to a house, and it's kind of like a hide-and-seek thing. You find it. And the yokai are like these little cakes, apparently.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a...
Yum. Anyways.
Scavenger hunt. That is...
Sounds fun.
Actually, most of this week I've been kind of tired recovering from the last week's Anime Banzai, which we are approaching as our next topic. Anime Banzai. Who enjoyed it? And
I loved it. I was so happy on Saturday.
I'm going to go next year.
You should go. You need to go.
Pat.
You haven't been. You have to go at least once because there's a bunch of crazy people.
I want to go to Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
I do too. That would be amazing.
I've heard stories about that.
Oh, I've heard stories.
I actually went to a forum. A panel at the
convention
on how to survive a convention.
Excellent.
And you'd be surprised at the information they give you. It's practically useless.
Fun.
Like, for example, one of the things you need to know is that you need to know your location. Otherwise, you could dehydrate and fall over and miss half of it.
Awesome.
So, like, Utah is dry and it could be hot, so you need to drink lots of water, blah, blah, blah. Another thing was that you need to eat food, and you need to, so, for example, so first is the budget, and the budget means that you set your money aside for certain things, like food, lodging, stuff, and there's another thing I just can't remember right now.
Okay.
But, basically, don't expect to be in the budget, because you're going to go over, duh. Oh yeah, emergency funds, that was what it was. Sorry, jumping around.
Emergency
much.
Funds, right.
Yep.
Yeah, emergency.
Air quotes.
So, but the thing is, don't go into your food or your lodging budget, because you need somewhere to sleep, and you also need money to eat food. Another thing is that he suggested is to take a shower every day, because there's something called con funk, which I hear is not enjoyable, because it smells bad.
Lovely.
And we introduce a new character. Did you miss me?
Yes.
No.
Great.
Okay.
I gotta go again soon. He said come back in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay. What are those?
Excellent.
Okay, so...
I have to show community council the iPads. How they're being used.
For the benefit of the school.
Wish me luck.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
I wish you.
Good luck.
Well, because I'm not in the classroom using them, you know, the other teachers are. But I can show them the apps that we have and other ideas that they could be using. You know, you guys are the students. You see the teachers using them all the time in class, right?
Yep.
How are they using them?
Mr. Castro uses it a lot. He, like, there's, like, he puts us in groups through, like, has an app or, like, a number mixer.
Okay, yeah.
It's, like, it... When he's, like, choosing people to go up and do some, like, explain a problem on the board, he goes to a certain app. I don't know exactly what it's called.
Just a random student picker.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
And it's nice.
Good.
Well, good luck teaching the dinosaurs.
Good
luck teaching our friendly elders
One of the things I was going to tell them is that we do this podcast, and we do it all on one of the iPads, and...
Well, I don't know. It could go all like
dinosaurs.
Aren't dinosaurs like... Yeah, never mind. Well, so you guys okay here?
Yeah.
Oh, aren't going to miss me?
Nope.
We'll miss you.
Because I miss you not doing this. This is fun.
Even though there's like three of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's okay.
Sarah
we'll
can't come
fun.
Today either.
Well, we don't have school Friday, as you know. Yay. And then tomorrow you have Writers Guild, which you've been dying to go to. Yes. So go to that.
Yes.
So we gathered what we could today. But isn't this the spooky story session?
Talking about death and marriage.
Oh, you mean...
Which is spookier.
That's true.
Death or marriage.
I...
Marriage!
Yeah, you know, my wife listens to some of these sometimes. Maybe she should.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, seems like we're out of hand. Well, let's talk about Writers Guild. So.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, geez. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
So, Writers Guild.
Oh, Writers Guild. It starts tomorrow.
Yay! I'm excited.
Review. Just FYI. Every Thursday in room 206.
206.
206. And it's, so this week, I'll be introducing the guild to new members.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll have entries by then.
So,
hopefully.
What do you guys write about generally?
Short stories, poems.
Fan fiction.
Story ideas.
We can do fan fiction.
But you need to get our permission first.
Yeah,
as we are the presidents.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Some get 18 plus.
Yeah.
18 plus.
Why would you bring that to a school, though? I mean, even
gory, violent.
Yeah, there was a lot of gore last year during Halloween.
Challenge accepted. But anyway, sounds like it's going to be really fun. So that starts tomorrow, and you're introducing new members.
Yep.
If they are.
If there are any new members
by
tomorrow.
Hopefully, because we didn't get our poster placement.
Just
where
just
we wanted to.
Yeah. Which, so, there we got a lot of.
But I did tell some people, so.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I can tell my group of friends.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, I'm also doing kind of a little teaching thing if I have time. It's on Scary Stories for the next week.
Okay.
Excellent.
Like, just, you know, the structure of a scary story.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Because I know some things here and there, being an interested writer.
Yeah.
Speaking of clubs, has anybody heard anything about student club?
No.
I have not.
Well, we're all students, so we don't know anything.
I can ask
Duh.
Carly about it tomorrow.
Please do.
I remember.
Because I'm missing dancing. Really bad.
I know. I went to Zumba last night. I'm like, I want to go back to swing club.
No, I want to swing. And I can, because there's no playgrounds around here. Okay. October.
I'm just kidding.
Like, I don't think you should know that.
October is the end of the term.
Yay.
So we got that extra day.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm still
Hallelujah.
Tired. It's cloudy today, by the way.
I like it.
That means me and Ryan's depressed.
Yeah, well, I was having a good day.
Until
some people tortured me and I had, like, you know,
to
pull out all the needles and all the...
What?
The chestnuts. I don't want to talk about that. Anyways.
I don't want to talk about that either.
Yeah, you
okay.
don't imagine.
Anyway,
the,
continue.
Yeah. Okay.
Continue.
Well, end of the term. Fun stuff. Oh, yeah. Japanese Club is having a yokai hunt Friday.
We talked about
at,
it.
At 7:30.
A location that I just forgot the person's name
of
their house. But
Kaylee's house. The information's at Mr. Goff's room.
Yeah, Mr. Goff's room.
And, like... When is it 106, I want to say, but I'm not sure.
Goff's room. Everyone knows where Goff's
room
is.
Just saying.
Duh.
Yeah.
If you don't, you're missing out. So, suckers!
It's the room with the fish tank.
Yeah, if you ask around, you'll find it. Yep, you'll find it.
We have a turkey today.
Okay, so we have
today?
A little special today on the Halloween stuff, and we have lots of time left to go for it.
Yes.
So, speaking of horror and terrible things in life, we have two topics, death and marriage. Very black, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well,
so let's start with death. Now, for death, we will talk about preferred ways of death. In other words, how do we die, how we would like to die, and...
What's the best way to die?
Best way to die.
The most awesome way.
Awesome way. Yeah, so, who's got comments?
Okay, let's just do a quick think for a second.
Remember, has to be better than skydiving, parachute fails.
Yeah, I don't...
Or maybe skydiving and then jet flies by.
I like that one.
Okay.
That'd be hilarious.
What do you guys think about dying in your sleep? Not on the road, but in your bed when you're, like, if you're old or something.
I'd rather go out... Like, I want to either go out quickly and painlessly, or I want to say goodbye to my family and friends before I die. Because I don't want to die in my sleep, because it just seems horrible.
I guess the question asks, do you want to die in your deathbed?
Meh.
Nobody. Maybe. Depends.
Hey,
on
I'm useful.
Life is like.
I will have a useful answer. I say no way. Okay, when I'm 30, ask again. Maybe my answer will change.
Maybe.
But only maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. I have to remember that.
Okay. Now, maybe.
What's the coolest way to die? I say lightning strike.
Is there any fire? Well, let's define it. Does cool involve fire?
Yes.
Whatever.
I think so.
So, does that include or not include crashes of any sort?
It depends what kind of crashes.
I think airplane crash is pretty good. I don't like airplane crashes.
I don't know.
So, okay, so we've decided airplane crash is not a cool way to die.
No.
It's very painful.
I mean, come on. I mean, skydiving compared to airplane crash, which would you pick to die with? I mean, I think the skydiving is a little bit more cooler.
I think I would choose to stay on the ground.
Okay.
I mean, I think the ideal way for me to die, quick and easy and still cool, is to do a pose on like a metal stool and get shot by, you know, a bolt of lightning. I mean, like, just amazing pose, zap, dead.
You need a cape.
Yes,
cape. And it has to be windy.
Cape, windy.
And glasses and a sword.
Just like, boom, I'm gone, the cape flies away.
That'd be cool in that movie.
What if you're climbing a volcano?
Climbing a volcano?
Yes.
Something explodes, you get hit in the
and you get to the top right as it explodes.
Ooh.
That would look so cool.
But no, like,
you get... you yell first, and then it goes.
Yes, like...
like, you are the volcano.
But, I mean, you can't look at the volcano. I mean, you'd be looking out. So.
Yeah.
Boom!
Okay.
Go flying through
but
the
isn't
air.
That a little Lord of the Rings?
No.
Volcano. Because nobody actually sees that. That's kind of like
nobody actually
inside.
Dies. Right.
Gollum does.
Spoilers.
Wait, Gollum doesn't see it. He's in the volcano.
Exactly.
But, I mean, the other two are like at the volcano. Where it goes boom. And they don't die.
Okay.
They should have died.
If it like exploded and you kind of flew off. Didn't die, but you flew.
Yeah.
And then you crashed into some poor tree or something.
Well, no, you're supposed to die.
Well, yeah,
this is about
that's
death.
That's what I'm saying.
What about death by flamingos?
Flamingos.
I think that would be very interesting.
I think, this is my comment about, especially about birds. Like, birds, the novel, fella thing. I mean, if you die by birds, you're pathetic.
Yeah.
I died by pigeon. What?
Yeah, up in heaven. So, what'd you die for? Pigeon attacked me.
It's like,
what?
Right. The guy standing, looking at you in the next line sees you covered in white stuff. And asks you,
that dude is
how'd you die? It's like, pigeons. They look at you. That's sad.
Yeah.
Well, I heard there's a great poem that I read several years ago. It's about a man who says it would be horrible to die by a banana from a tornado.
Yeah, it would be.
Banana through the head.
Yeah, it's actually, I believe, banana's not okay, lime is not okay. It's a disgrace if you get killed by a banana from a tornado. Actually, but thinking about that, I'm pretty confident you'd be the only person ever to be able to say, I got killed from a banana through a tornado.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some pride into it.
So.
Well, what about this? I mean, a good ways to die, let's say... you're on a diving board, really high. Really high.
I get it, it's a diving board.
And you're diving into a deep pool of chocolate.
I'd die for that, actually. I would do that.
But you get to the bottom, you can't get out because it's just too thick.
That's why you just eat as much as you can before you die.
Sounds like a good way to go, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, it'd be considered suicide because you're diving into it, but I mean, still.
I'd make someone else push me in, like a serial killer. Be like, Jason, get over here.
Ted!
Okay, what about you're in a standoff against a hitman?
Standoff against a hitman? How would that work?
He's downstairs. We're doing a podcast. Want to join us?
Huh?
We're doing a podcast. You want to join us?
Podcast.
You're being recorded right now. What do you have to say?
I feel pretty good.
Oh, good.
Hey.
We all feel pretty good, don't we?
I feel pretty good. Turn this to him.
Sure thing. Hey, John, right before you go, tell us, how do you want to die?
How do I want to die?
If you could choose any way to die, how do you want to die? Because that's what we're talking about.
I was just playing computer and it's just...
Yeah. Oh, clap some computer?
No, I was just like playing. I was just like.
And he's like,
just die while you're playing computer? Just like. Like the muscle in your hand causes your heart just to stop.
Yeah, like something just like a bubble in my blood somehow, and then
just too much moving, you get a little crease, air bubble comes up your bloodstream.
I like it. Thank you for sharing that with us. Right. We appreciate that.
Remember, this is for Staring Scholar.
Huh? Staring Scholar?
Yeah.
Oh, sure that. Yeah, okay.
Delivery
item.
So we've been talking about death. Let's talk about.
The other horror.
Did you enter Staring Scholar?
No.
I forgot.
Let's take a break. Let's talk about the Staring Scholar.
Yeah. Thank you.
What are those do?
Who's heard of it?
I have.
Meh. When do they do?
Don't
say tomorrow. Don't say tomorrow.
I believe it's tomorrow.
Damn. Midge. Right.
What's the date? Is today the 26th?
Yes.
Then today.
Ugh, man. Life sucks. Wait, so what is this for?
Our Staring Scholar is, for those who decide to participate in it, I believe, it's kind of the best of the best student in the school for a certain category. In this case, this was John Dunn talking. He was talking that he's going to do computer technology for his Staring Scholar application. He wants to try to get a computer scholarship. We have students all over the school, use categories such as English, foreign language, music, and if you win, because after you win the school-wide thing, then you need to go up to the next level. I believe this is a district-wide thing.
Right.
You compete against those students, and then the best one gets it.
Okay. Well, other than my depression of missing out, let's go back to our horror subjects. We have finished off with death. Finished off death. That's amazing. Now we go into our most horrifying subject, especially for us guys. Marriage.
Yes.
Woman's dream, man's horror. Anyways.
So, let's just talk about, the proposal process. What would be a great way to get proposed to or to propose? I've talked about in the past, I believe in the last podcast, I talked about my whole I'm going to propose from a body bag thing. I think it suits. I think it's going to be fun.
If you don't give her a heart attack.
No, even if she does get a heart attack, I still have use for the body bag. So.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
So, besides that, what other ways? What about you? If you're going to get proposed to, how would you like to get proposed?
Any way he sees fit, pretty much. I don't know. I'll have to think about it a little bit more.
How about you?
Pickers can't be choosers.
You're not going to propose in some special way?
I don't know.
Not going to hide the ring in some turtle shell? Just to be found? I heard about, there was a guy who got a turtle, and he got a ring inside a turtle. And then he and his soon-to-be wife went fishing. They found this turtle, and then he pulled the ring out of the turtle's mouth. Don't ask me how this works, but...
There you go, that worked.
She was fine with it. I've seen some people actually propose through video games, which was quite interesting, where they make mods for stuff. And,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Across the street, one of the teachers... a teacher, not one necessarily part of the school, I heard, had tricked his wife by doing a fake time interview, Time the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then at the very end, he came up and proposed, and she thought it was she thought it was all serious about the interview so far, and then it took her 5 minutes before she was told, yeah, that's my friend, Larry from up the street or whatever, he does photography. She was like, what? Okay, I guess not. How do you want to be proposed to? What are humorous ways to get proposed to? What are humorous ways to get proposed? Through a clown?
No, that would not be fun. I think I'd scream and run in the other direction.
So, you're... Okay. Let's remember that.
No clowns.
Vampires.
Maybe. I would think that it'd be fun to do it in a pie eating contest and randomly find it in the pie.
Isn't that kind of like...
Oh, what are those dangerous? Called? Like, the machines with the dominoes and the levers. The things that, like, just do one thing, even though they do have, like, a really complex system.
Maybe.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. They're the... Something machines.
I know, something machines. Like, you know what? You like, drop a penny or a marble on one side. It starts. It starts a whole chain of things.
Oh,
events.
Yeah.
Well, just like that.
I
but
see.
It sends the ring through all this whole thing, and then just ding.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's a something machine. I don't remember quite what it is at the moment. I'm sorry. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
If you could do it right.
Yep.
Now, how about through a TV or like a TV message? Or at a movie.
That'd be pretty cool.
Good luck with the mummy. The money.
Like, mummy.
Good luck with the mummy. It's like, well, I think we all have problems with that person. But, I mean, the money.
Yeah,
required to
true.
Make TV and movie.
Okay.
Too much.
All you have to do is bribe one guy. And he'll bribe a screenwriter. There you go.
Yep.
It's true. Awkward silence.
Probably not great to do it online, right?
People say no, but I don't think I'd care that much.
People say yes because it's online.
Yeah.
Oh, that
okay.
Would be...
So now we got proposals down. I'm not sure there's much more to talk about marriage. I guess we could actually talk about marriage. But...
No, thank you. I'm not. Well, I really wish I had a topic starter, but we do not. So.
We were talking about anime bonsai earlier. But,
oh, yeah.
So
I do have one more topic.
Tell us,
did anybody do the 3 o'clock horror writing?
No, I did stay up until 3 on Friday night, but on Thursday night, but I didn't write a story. I should have.
I'm not a great horror story writer.
It doesn't have to be...
It
just to be spooky.
I
wrote
spooky.
A ghost story, so...
Okay.
I changed actually the settings, so it's not like a horror. It's like more like, you know, just a ghost story.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a scary part, and then it's like supernatural.
Oh, yeah.
Ending. So it's not like the girl died or disappeared. Or
see,
because I realize that endings like that, where the girl dies or disappears,
oh, yeah.
is a little
cliche,
and it's used a lot, and it also is where it's like, so what?
Yeah.
Person
it's
died.
To the point.
Why do
it's
I care?
Right.
But now I have the character realizing that one of the rumors she made into a story is true or something.
Oh, that's
so.
Cool. Yeah, that would freak me out. What my friend made a story last year, and it was about this girl, and she was like running away from home, and this guy picked her up and said, "You know what? Do you want something to eat?" She goes, "Yeah," but he asked for her name. But she never gave it to him. And then randomly at the end of the story, he said her name. And I thought that was... It wasn't intended to be... It's, like, intended to be creepy. But in an entirely different way, not exactly for Halloween. And I thought that was, like, a great ending.
Yeah, I think that ending only works if the character's name is never mentioned.
Well, yeah,
before.
That's exactly
yeah.
it.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's just kind of stuff like that where it's, like... Just like subtlety. I mean, I didn't catch it until you explained it to me. Or
I mean,
like if you read
the,
it again.
That is a good subtlety.
Yeah.
But it sounds like the whole story is based on that event.
Yeah, it is. It's a short story.
I mean, subtlety is good only if you have lots of them.
Yes.
If you have subtlety just for a story just for that subtlety,
yeah.
you're relying on that subtlety too much. Because the problem with subtlety
yeah.
is some people don't notice.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, I read the story, so what?
Yeah, exactly. It was still a good story because, like, the guy was, like, taking the girl away. But, you know, it was just, like, creepy that, but it also implied that he was stalking her, which made it even, like, even more creepy.
Yes.
And the worst part was, like, the kid was, like, 7.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yes.
I bet he knows where all the playgrounds are, too.
Probably. Probably in league with Pedo Bear. Did you see him at the convention, Mayri?
I did. And
did he break down?
I don't remember.
Oh! He had a big head, so he couldn't.
Yeah, he had a giant head. It was like this, and then it was just a normal body, but his head was huge.
If you're going to cosplay as Petal Bear, you've got to do...
Breakdance.
You've got to breakdance.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a rule. Okay, well, let's talk about... So you guys are at Anime Bonsai. Tell us about some of the cosplays you saw. For those who don't know what cosplaying is essentially people who dress up as characters from favorite television shows, books, you know, video games, that kind of thing. Tell us about some of the ones you saw.
I saw Jack Skellington, and he was really tall and especially thin, so I thought that was, like, a great costume for him.
I didn't see Jack Skellington.
He was there on Saturday, and me and my friend kept, like, she would be like, oh, well, I want a picture with him, and, like, and we go find him, and he's just, like, really tall, and it was pretty cool.
Awesome. What did you see?
I saw a lot of Steins from Soul Eater.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, and then also another.
Stein is awesome, though.
Stein?
Mm-hmm. Stein is awesome.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome.
Yes.
Actually,
I want his jacket.
The voice actor for Stein
was there?
Was there,
oh,
yeah.
What?
Yeah,
what?
You know what was Chuck?
Yeah.
You know, you saw the thing that says Chuck's thing, Chuck's thing, Chuck's thing?
Yeah.
That's
it.
The
oh,
voice actor.
Really?
I went to the writing forum, so I saw that. I heard the guy, and he's an interesting character. And you know what?
Does he look like him?
No, he's kind of bald. He doesn't have a lot of hair on his head, but he's.
Does he have white hair?
He's got an interesting accent. It's kind of British, or no, not British.
Scottish.
But it's like American British, which
I
is
see.
Weird. But
I've heard that before.
Like kind of sneaky kind of
yeah.
thing, you know. But what's interesting is the company for he works with has like the site where you click on the voice actor, like they got the voice actor lined up in like a chibi thing or
oh,
like
yeah.
a cartoon character. You click on the cartoon character, they walk out, shows their stuff. Well, with this guy, when he walks out, he drags one of the rolling chairs with him.
Yeah,
because he was doing Soul Eater at the
that's
time.
Amazing.
That's yeah, that's part of his show. There's a character named Stein who loves a rolling chair, and he also has a very nice jacket.
Yeah, but the voice actor didn't notice it till the convention because he saw a lot of Steins dragging a rolling chair around with them.
Yay, that was pretty cool. I got a picture with one of them.
What was another character that was there a lot?
Let's see. There was a giant Pikachu.
There
were two, yeah.
And there were three, lots in just, like, the little hoodie
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Gurr
was there. I saw her. I
saw Gurr, and I thought it was Chuck from Penny and Stocking, but it wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
Not Chuck Gurr? From Magic?
Wrong time. Hello again. Our academic advisor is back, and he's clueless. Sorry.
let's see who else.
What did I miss?
Oh,
too much.
Anime Bonsai.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
Great. I'm trying to think of another character. What was another lot? There's a lot of
from the conference.
There were a lot of
yeah,
ninjas.
Yeah, the convention.
Did you have fun?
A lot of ninjas.
Really?
There were so
oh, you
much
mean
fun.
From Naruto? There
yeah.
Were a lot.
Did you go too?
I did, yeah. Only for Saturday.
I'm gonna go next year.
I saw a couple
of
Luffy's.
Oh yeah, I saw a lot
I know
of
there was a lot of
I went to a Star Trek convention.
No way.
Tell
I want to go.
Oh no.
I want to go.
Oh, Link.
Link.
There were like 100,000 Links
there.
I mean, you look around, there's a Link, there's a Link, there's a Link. And you're like,
what
yeah.
you're saying
is
they could make a chain.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Pretty much. There was a Ghostbuster
there.
Or
you could click on them.
Were you there? Did you
oh,
see
yeah.
them?
Oh, yeah.
They had
like a hyperdrive
car
click on
right
yeah.
outside. I thought that was amazing. I wanted to, they had a number printed on the side. I wanted to call it.
Let's see, who else? I know there was a Chewbacca there.
I saw Chewbacca. I was happy. I wanted to give him a hug, but there was.
We found a dog this weekend when we were camping.
But
his name was Chewy.
Yay! Was it a big dog?
Nope. But it was brown and furry.
Yay!
It was running around the campsite.
Oh, did you see the guy with the halo suit?
Yes.
The red halo suit?
Yeah.
He had a good suit.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that homemade?
Yeah,
it
was made of paper. Paper
no
and fiberglass paste. So
that was like
that
one
was
of the best costumes I've ever seen.
You missed out.
Poor Asher.
Never mind. I don't care about you.
Okay. Mutual.
I heard there was a lot of steampunked
there was a
characters.
Lot of steampunk.
No, like steampunked characters.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
There was
like
a
from
Iron
High
Man.
School.
Iron Man
yeah.
was steampunked.
And then
so.
Orin High School.
Oh no! We only got 50 seconds. We can't talk about this anymore.
Okay.
Hey, sorry I missed it all, you guys, but has it really been a half an hour?
Yeah.
Yep.
Myself.
I know because my stomach makes noise
well,
right now. I can't get
okay.
home till 6.
Can't wait to listen to it and find out what you talked about.
We talked about death and proposals.
Marriage.
I wasn't. We need more people to talk about because it wasn't that creative today, sadly.
No,
well, that's why. And then that's why I tell you, you know, bring some other people and
yeah,
we kind of wung it. I understand. I know. Kind of wung it today because we got too many other things going on this week, but. It's okay. It's
well,
still fun.
Yeah,
Well, we will talk to you all later, our faithful listeners.
See everybody next week?
Yeah.
So to speak.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, hit it.
Wow, no! I wanted to last 30 seconds! Yes!